horrific. That's how the Employment Appeals Tribunal described the working conditions of three Filipina women who were employed at the home of the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates. They were forced to work 15 hours a day, 7 days a week, for just €170 a month, the Employment Appeals Tribunal accepted. Our industry and employment correspondent Ingrid Miley has this story. Describe the women's working conditions, Ingrid, which the tribunal described as horrific.
Yes, well, Myra Calderon, Leilani Lapanga and Jennifer Villaranda were originally recruited in the Philippines by an agency to go and work in the United Arab Emirates. They commenced working for the ambassador Khalid Nasser Rashed Luta and his wife Mera Metad Al-Gubaisi in 2011, I think. But they then subsequently moved to Ireland with them. Now, when they came here, they had to share a bedroom, the three of them. There were two beds, so two of them were shared. Sharing a bed. They worked, according to them, from 6:30 in the morning, an average of 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their travel documentation was held by their employer, and the tribunal heard that there was no paperwork to show that any of the statutory charges on their wages of €170 a month, like USC or PRSI, had been paid. Now, they eventually got the assistance of the Migrant Rights Centre of Ireland and managed to get out of the house on the 12th of the 1st, 2012. And they have since been trying to get their lives together. But they've taken this case for breaches of their employment rights. And what happened today was that they were awarded €80,000 each because the breaches were so significant.
And what did Tribunal Chairperson Niamh O'Carroll Kelly, I understand she made some remarks about, you know, how deeply disturbing cases like this. And did she actually go so far as to apologise to the women?
Yes, indeed. She said that these cases like this were deeply disturbing. She said that these women had rights as human beings, and for anyone to treat them this way was unacceptable. He said their documentation had been taken, leaving them trapped in a horrendous situation. And she went so far as to say, all we can do as Irish citizens is apologise to you. Now, she did note that the respondent, that is the ambassador and his wife, may have a different version because they did not attend the hearing today, nor were they legally represented. The tribunal did examine carefully whether or not they had been notified of the hearing. They established that not only had the ambassador and his wife been served of the proceedings by the EAT, they had also been served through formal diplomatic protocol channels via the Department of Foreign Affairs. So the tribunal chair said that she was going to take their version at face value and awarded them €80,000.
Thank you very much indeed for that, our industry and employment correspondent Ingrid Miley.